Most media has been silent about how extreme and insane the new Australia lockdowns are. That's why I brought several Australians into my Instagram live to tell you exactly what's happening on the ground.
Hello, Maria Z.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic, and you have a lot of support here, so you must have great things to say.
Look, well, I'm in Sydney here, so we're facing some of the harshest lockdowns that we've seen in Australia to date. We're not allowed to travel more than 5 kilometres from our house even to get groceries. We try to order groceries online, particularly Western Sydney here, which is facing the worst lockdowns, where people can't go to work unless they've had the jab. And you try to order groceries online and they're inundated. So we're in a really difficult situation. We previously had a rule where there was what's called a singles bubble, where you can go and see your friend if you don't have a partner. Now that's changed as well, where you have to actually register one person only that you're allowed to visit, and that person needs to be no more than 5 kilometers from your house. It is tyranny. Tyranny.
Wasn't there a day when they said it was, wasn't it supposed to end like last week or did they extend it? What happened with that?
No. So as of last night, they've announced that it's going to get even harsher. And our premier actually used the word war on television yesterday. She said, this is literally a war. So I think that language was very deliberate. It's not a mistake that she said those words. We know very well that they announce their intentions before they get to what they're planning. So we're watching her very closely over the coming weeks to see what else she comes out with. Our Victorian Premier, a couple of weeks ago, before they went into their next lockdown, said that we are going to probably get to a stage where quarantining at home is no longer going to be safe, and hinted that people are going to need to start going to facilities to quarantine. They've built many of these 1,000-bed facilities all across Australia. We're seeing them pop up like pimples.
It's creepy. I'm just trying to look online because I'm just saying, okay, so you guys had August 14th, you had 490 cases. August 13, you had 414 cases, 376 cases on the 12th. So you guys are at like 400 cases. How many people are there in Australia?
25 million.
25 million. 400 cases of COVID-19. And how many people?
25 million.
If they can do this, they can do this forever. That's what I hope people realize in Australia and America. If they can say there's 300 cases, there's 400 cases in a country of millions upon tens of millions of people, and that justifies us taking away your gym, your restaurant, your bar, your business. Like the one guy we had who said his family restaurant or bar has been closed down.
But you basically, all the shops are closed. So all the restaurants, so my family owns a bar. We've been locked down for over 200 days so far. So we've lost about 3 mil, man. And
I don't understand how people don't realize this is literally never going to end. And it's so clearly bigger than just crushing a sickness.
Yeah, I spoke to a lady from New York the other night who said 50% of the city is functioning as if there's no virus. And they achieved that through mass non-compliance. The problem that we have in Australia is that people are very compliant people. We're law-abiding citizens for the most part. We don't have weapons and things like that. We've never really, well, for a very long time, never had to stand against our government, because for the most part, they've appeared to be doing the right thing for us. But, you know, it's evident to us that with these lockdowns that are harsher than any other Western city, any other Western country right now, that our government is not looking after us, and they have a very sinister plan here.
How many people are there again? Can you tell me in Australia?
25 million.
Okay, 25 million. And I'm just on the info right now. August 14th, there were 4 deaths. So over 400 cases, 4 deaths. With that many people. Unbelievable. What else do people need to know about the lockdowns? And you know, I'm going to put this on my Facebook or YouTube, but I do know there's, I don't know if I'd call it a blackout, but I don't see a lot of media reporting on this like at all. And it, to me, it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's absolute insanity. And I guess the main thing that I want to say to Australians is we need mass non-compliance right now. We need numbers. We need people to stop being afraid. And we really need to raise awareness around the world of what's going on here.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? Does that say make Australia great again?
It does. It does.
Lockdown. So let me know what I need to know about the protest you were at. What's going on? Please just give me.
Yeah. Look. So I was at the protest 3 weeks ago in Sydney. Massive protest. You know, the media said it was only 3,500 people. It was actually more, 30,000 to 50,000. That's not my estimate. A friend I was there working with, he actually worked in events for that size amount of people, and it was crazy. And I attended as media on the day. And I by the end of the thing, I ended up giving a speech because the actual police officers couldn't control the crowd. And so we marched from a park to town hall, and the people were going to keep marching through. They were going to go through the police. And I said, look, to the police officers, you need to give people something to look at. You need to give them a speech. Otherwise, they're going to feel like they're not heard, and they're going to just keep on marching through the city. And it was wild. And so I gave a speech, got down, and I sent everyone back to the park, and then everyone dispersed from there. But after the event, I ended up getting charged with incitement, even though I'm in the media. I got charged with breaking the health orders, even though I'm in the media. And so we're in a moment, a bit of a tough position now, because there's a protest coming up this Saturday. And, you know, I obviously won't be encouraging people to go to it, but I'll be there myself covering it and filming, because I'm a journalist. Basically, the right to protest has been suspended right now. And it wasn't even suspended during World War II. I think for you guys, habeas corpus was suspended at one point during the Civil War or World War II. But yeah, it's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be real crazy.
What is the charge as far as, is it money? Are they threatening with jail time? Like, what does that carry?
Look, maximum is jail time with the incitement charge. With the health orders, it's I think it's $1,000, but it could get higher. But they did recently up that to $5,000, and in terms of US dollars, that's probably like, you know, $4,000. But the problem is here in Sydney, especially in Southwest Sydney where I am, there's a lot of ethnics. I hear a lot of Lebanese, a lot of Middle Easterners. They can't work. They all work in the construction industry. It's like the Latinas working in America in the construction industry. If you lock them down, then nothing gets built. And so if you say $5,000 fines, you should fear the man that has nothing to lose, because they haven't been working. And so it's going to be very interesting to see how this pans out in the next week or so.
Do you think that most Australians, like 80-90%, are too complacent, compliant? Or do you think there's a lot of people who do agree with you, and like there's more numbers than the media will say in your country?
Look, it depends on what the topic is. If it's mandatory vaccines, it seems as though it's around about the 60-40 mark. 60% probably agree we shouldn't have mandatory vaccines. If you're talking about compliance, they're definitely, compared to Americans, as your friend Damien might put it, Americans are born with a flag in their hand and, you know, maybe a Bible under their armpit. But in Australia, we're not so much like that. We're very much laid back. We've never fought a war on our home ground. We've fought vigorously overseas in every war with America since World War One. But no, in terms of what's been going on more recently, Australia, this is the first time we've sort of worked this stuff out. And Australians don't protest. So if they're protesting, you really screwed up. And it's been interesting seeing how that's panned out.
What do you think people need to know? Anything that you think hasn't been said or that people really need to know?
In America?
In America, yeah. Around the world that haven't really heard this, because not that many people are reporting on it.
We need you guys. We need you guys. You know, debating, you've got a lot of problems going on there, whether it be the woke stuff or this COVID stuff. We need you guys to remember who you are. You are the leaders of the free world. It doesn't matter if Joe Biden's in the White House at this point in time. You guys are the leaders of the free world, and everyone is looking to you. You know, Australia, it's do or die. We've got China on our doorstep. Our military is completely gutted. We have done a terrible job. And if you guys don't really get in there with us, we're with you to the end. And that's our problem. And the thing is, if you guys don't find out who you are, if you don't remember what made America great, we're all screwed. And this is coming from someone who's a former lefty. I used to follow the Young Turks. I used to be a donating member of them. And, you know, I became a conservative because I saw what Trump was doing. I saw what he was doing for black Americans. I saw what he was doing for every American, lifting them out of poverty. And so remember who you guys are. We need you guys. Hang in there. Do not comply with these lockdowns. Do not comply with them. And I just want to thank you, Anomaly, for doing these and giving us a fair hearing in Australia.
No problem. I'm going to get a few more people in. God bless you. And that was extremely powerful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Powerful words from Joel. I can only imagine that his speech was fantastic. That got him the fines. I'm going to have to check it out. Joel, send it to me. Message me your speech. Maybe I could play it. Anyway, let me know what's going on, what we need to know. I'd love to get your perspective.
Yeah, mate. Well, I was out with a mate of mine on Friday night here, and we were out. I walked from my place to the beach. It's about 4.5 Ks away, which I could because it's within the area. And then when I got down there, we flew my drone for a while, got some good photos and that. Then we had a couple of beers. We were sitting in the park there at about 6:30 at night. It was apparently a dry zone, but we weren't really drunk. And then the cops approached us. We got up to walk away, and then we were arrested by the police. And then we were charged with, I'll show you this. This is my paperwork.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the offences that were charged. One here was failure to comply with carrying a face covering. Like, I didn't have a face covering, and I was in public without a reasonable excuse. That was the charges I've been charged with now, for being outside without a reasonable excuse and without even having a face mask on my person or in my backpack.
Sheesh, thank you for showing us that, because it's like a Black Mirror episode or like 1984, like reading that, it's like your offense, not wearing a mask, being too far away, like that's crazy.
Yeah, and now I've got a front court for those two offenses plus resisting arrest, which I didn't even resist arrest, but yeah, they've got I've got to go to court in 3.5 weeks.
I'm just curious, because I mean, I have an attitude, maybe I seem like I don't, but I'm sure if people watch enough, they see my attitude. I would talk to the police and be like, what are you doing? You know, like, did you look at this guy? Like, what in the world? Like, did they have anything to say to you? Or did you say like, come on, bro. Like, are you serious?
I didn't answer any of the questions. So like there is no law here in Australia to have to answer questions from police. So I didn't answer questions. And my mate there didn't answer either. So we were just leaving the area and they followed us, got faster and followed us. And that's when they grabbed my arm. And then they said, you're under arrest. And I apparently resisted arrest, and that was me tensing my arm. That was resisting arrest. So that's a charge. So then I was thrown to the ground and arrested. My mates got videos of me. I'm standing there. I'm not doing anything that's abusive at all. I'm just literally standing there. I can probably even show you that video on my thing. But it is just crazy what's happening here. Like, this is so.
So your crime was like that you weren't wearing a mask and what, you were too far away from your house?
Well, I didn't have any excuse to be outside.
Oh, this is a hubbub. You can't be outside without their permission.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, these new rules come in on Monday, but Friday, as far as I was aware, you could be without 10 Ks away from your property and you could be exercising. So I walked about 5 Ks to get to the beach and walked up and down the beach with my friend. Got some photos of my drone. I was back to leave, and that's when they come up and confronted us. So this is the video I'll try and show you. I'm not about to see it much, but I'm literally just here standing with the cops. And we've been – this my mate who's with me got arrested too. Like, it's just insane.
Is that the cop right there with the mask on?
That's the cop right there, and then it goes to my mate, and then that gets violent too.
It gets violent, you said, or no? He hit you?
They were pushing and shoving each other, and my friend got away.
Real quick, not to catch you up, but people, like, a lot of people, maybe they don't see it, right, because they don't leave their house or whatever, and, like, a lot of people are like, it's not that bad, but a few people have said, like, no, the cops are being super violent. Like, we're not even doing anything, and they're, like, they're being pushy and punchy and...
They are, and in the report, I've got, like, pages and pages of reports here from all the arrests. Like all this stuff here from all this bullshit, and you know, because of that, now I can't go to a certain area because if I do, I get arrested again. Like, I can't go to that beach area again until the court hearing. I get arrested for breaching the bail conditions, and I have to abide by the public health thing with having to wear a mask everywhere I go, QR scan, you know, all that sort of shit with it as well. It's just complete police overreach. You know, they didn't say anything in their documents about alcohol. It was all about the public health orders and all that sort of stuff.
Any last thing you want to tell people? I'll give you the floor for as long as you want.
Oh, it's just what's happening in Australia. It's going to come to wherever you are. We've been okay. We've been like the frog in the pot analogy, where we've been okay, and then they've been turning up the heat slowly. Now it's fully boiling, and you know, like Maria said before, I'm friends with Maria. They're building camps here. All this stuff happening here is happening here, and it's going to happen around the world. I mean, we are the testing ground for everything, and it's just become completely insane.
Someone said QR scan. What does he mean?
Oh, like you got to scan like with your phone on like a QR code when you go into any sort of business, like the shopping centers to cafes, everywhere you go. Like I was at a beach 2 weeks ago. I wanted to QR scan the code to let them know that I was going to be in that area to get a coffee to take away. Like, it's just complete overreach of everything. They want to know where you've been the whole day, everything. It's just insane.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm going to get this story out of my Facebook and YouTube. I'm going to put this on my main channel, compilation of all the Australians today. The first one did really well. People are really interested, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of media talking about it. So thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it too, man. Thank you very much.
Got you.
Cheers. Bye.
All right, I'm gonna bring in a few more Australian people. That's crazy. Isn't that wild how I don't even go out of my way. Like, I don't, no offense, I don't know these people beforehand. Now I consider them friends, and you know, but in general, I'm not like out here. People are just coming in with these stories. I'm getting arrested. This is like this is so real. It's crazy. Like Tavian Nahir said before, he said, does all of the things been happening scare you? No, don't let the fear get to you. That's how they get you on every level. So now it doesn't scare me. It's like a...
No, that's all right, man.
You're Indiana Jones. It's all good. All right. How are you doing, Rise Up Melbourne?
Yeah, not bad, man. I'll tell you, it's getting crazy here, though, man.
What's like going on? Give me the lowdown, because I feel like I'm one of the people that keeps broadcasting that message. You guys have some of the craziest lockdowns, and almost nobody's talking about it. Let me know.
Yeah, well...
Go ahead.
Look, the majority of Australia's locked down now, and I don't know if you've heard, like, New South Wales got 1,000 troops nearly on the street. It's insane. You can't do anything. You can't question anything. Everyone's bloody brainwashed, man. It's crazy.
It's insane. What can you do and what can't you do?
So basically, you've got 5 reasons to leave home. So exercise, to see a loved one, care. That's, and you're only out for 2 hours maximum per day. You can go outside, you can go and basically go shopping. And I think there's a couple others, but you basically, all the shops are closed. So all the restaurants, so my family owns a bar. We've been locked down for over 200 days so far. So we've lost about 3 mil, man. And you can't sell takeaway bar, cocktail, you can't sell it.
Can you go to another city or work out in another place, or do you have a certain location you're only allowed to leave?
Well, you know, so yeah, you got 5Ks you can leave, basically. Yeah. And there's police on the roads.
Miles. Sorry, I'm American.
Do you know how many miles? Oh, so 1.6. So what's that? About 3 mile, isn't it? No.
How many Ks is it? Were you saying?
5Ks.
Okay. So if it's one, I'm not sure, but it's not very far. Let's just put it that
way. No, it's crazy, man. It's insane.
That is really crazy. I think when you're a healthy person that's like quarantined or on lockdown or,
yeah,
you know, what else do they call it? I guess COVID measures. I mean, you're really basically on house arrest. And if you didn't commit a crime and you're on house arrest, you're pretty much
exactly, like a
prisoner or a slave under the regime. So that's why so many people are confused at what's going on all over the world. And they're pushing back a little bit because it's insane. It's like a human slave scheme. A lot of us are trying to say Australia's an open air prison, and we're trying to raise the word because nobody's really talking about it.
No, and that's the thing. So you can't connect. So you try to connect with other people around the world, and they're not showing it. So the Australian media is not showing what's happening in France. So no one believes it when I tell them. They go, no, everyone's happy. And they're not. No one's happy anymore, man. This is insane. It is.
Well, I mean, you take away gyms. I mean, beaches. I heard that you have to, like, you can't lay down on the beach. You can, like, walk on the beach. Right? You can walk on the beach, but you can't lay down there.
Just today, I saw some photos of they've got horses with police-mounted horses on the beach in Sydney telling people to get up. That's crazy, man.
And they try to act like if you disagree with this or have something to say, now they're trying to say it's a terrorist threat.
Pete, what do we know about this?
Well, DHS says this new terrorism advisory is not based on any actual threats or plots, but it says there's a rise in anti-government rhetoric. Some of it is opposition to COVID public health rules like mask and vaccine measures.
But really,
now, I can't believe...
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right. Exactly that. Now that's you're a far-right extremist, man, just for believing in free choice. I'm happy for you to take the vaccine. I'm happy for you to do whatever you want. Stay home. But we got to live, man. This is crazy.
And they act like they're, the craziest part is like on Twitter and stuff, they'll say like fact check, like masks are effective and safe. And it's like, if that fact check also doesn't include the psychological effects, the negative
exactly
effects, like you said, closing down restaurants and bars, like obviously that's going to do something to morale, spirit and happiness when you don't have anything. And they act like that's not even a thing. I call these people demons. They are wicked, evil demons, and they need to know how sick and evil they are. I don't like to sugarcoat it and say, oh my God, like, no, you guys are sickos. And it's obvious what you're doing. At least be honest about it and say it. Don't censor and act like that's not even like part of the equation, even if it was.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Yeah. And that's what's the craziest is that people are openly walking into this new normal, man. It's crazy. They're not questioning anything. And it's all about your health. It's not. All the measures that they've used are actually go against health, like stay inside so you don't get the sun, you don't get healthy, act like you got it. That's crazy, man. Because, you know, there's actual studies done. If you act like you got it, you actually make yourself sick.
Yeah, I want to play a clip real quick. This is Joe Rogan's podcast real quick. He's been actually pretty good and saying, like, I mean, he's a health guy. You know, he likes to work out, do jiu-jitsu. Anybody that's healthy, like, realizes, like, okay, why aren't they telling people to eat better, exercise, like,
exactly,
do and stuff. I'm going to just play this clip real quick, and then I'm going to put this whole clip on my Dreamer Eclipse YouTube channel with you in it. Appreciate it.
But where are the people out there calling for people to get healthy? Where are the people out there calling for people to lose weight? 78% of the people in the ICU for COVID are obese. 78%. Where's that information being shared? Where's someone who's a leader who gets on TV and says, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to decrease our body mass. We've got to decrease our fat. We've got to make sure that people aren't overweight. We've got to make sure that people are healthy. Walk around your block. You don't have to do something complicated. Start drinking more water. Stop eating sugar.
I'm going to just say real quick, Joe Rogan said, where's the leader telling us that? Well, we don't have one. On the left and on the right, we have different types of big pharma shills and lockdown shills. We don't have a
real leader.
We have these fake leaders where we all have Stockholm syndrome. You either like Fauci or you cling to Trump and you say, oh my God, please save me, because you're seeing how crazy it's getting. But none of them say this. None of them.
Nah.
If they cared in
March, it's crazy.
Someone could have got on TV with a platform, whether it be Fauci, Dr. Birx, Trump, anybody, and say, we need to work out. We need to exercise. We need to be able to see our elderly people and our elderly family. And when elderly people can't walk around and do exercise for months, their body and their muscle mass weighs
spot
down
on, man.
Everybody, and they lose it. And so many people have gotten hurt. I've had so many stories of people going from here to here health-wise because of the lockdowns. And
it's all part of the plan, man. That's what it is. It's all to make you so weak that you can't fight back.
Any last words for the people?
Nah, look, I just tell people stay strong, man, and just try to look around, dig deep for information so you know you're not alone, man. That's the most important. That's
Rise
it.
Up Melbourne is RizeUpMelb on Instagram. Rise
Thanks
up
for the opportunity, man. You're a legend.
I'm going to put this on my Facebook and YouTube. I'm probably going to put it on my main page because I think it went pretty smooth.
Thanks, Anomaly. You're a legend, man.
I appreciate you. Stay strong, my
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, man. Good luck, USA.
Thank
Ciao.
You. And two things are important, regardless of if you're in Australia or regardless of if you're in America. Do not fear. Do not fear. You know, a wise man once said, fear the Lord. Fear the consequences of doing the wrong thing. You know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has sins. But you should fear the wrong thing. Don't fear these wicked demons. Don't fear the consequences of living in a wicked beast world. You know, fear God. Don't fear these psychos and these restrictions. So don't be afraid. You know, make sure you enjoy yourself, because part of the way that they win is they want you to be weak. They want you to be lazy. They want you to give up. They want you to have no spirit. If they could crush your spirit, they could bring in this authoritarian regime. Don't let them crush your spirit. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Make the most of it, whether you're in Australia or in America. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks. I just wanted to say first, thank you so much for putting this awareness out there across the world. I think it's really great that you're using your platform for putting this out there. I think there's a lot of people that are kind of shy of speaking truth. There's a lot of people that know that something weird is going on or something doesn't quite sit right within their hearts, within their self. And they're too afraid to speak up because of ridicule or whatever else. And you just put it out there. So it's fantastic. I saw you last week going on a bit of a rant. And I thought it was great. It was the first real video where I'd seen you really get into it. And I was like, this is fun to watch, because you kind of went into the two wings, one bird thing. And I was like, I appreciate that, because it's like, if we can all look inside ourselves and question if we're right on everything and jump sides and work out where the truth really is, that's being true to yourself. So thank you.
No problem. Yeah, it's crunch time for humanity, and there's a lot of deception. And I think it's more obvious in places like Canada and Australia, where the Conservative Party flopped like a fish, you know, so it was like so obvious you can't ignore it. In America, it's more sneaky, and we do have more fighters, but that's my job, at least. I'm not just going along with the team. We need to stop that Overton window moving, or else we're going to end up like Canada and Australia. No offense, but yeah.
None taken. It has been hard here, and I think, you know, one thing that's really interesting is through the lockdowns and through people losing their materialistic things, because, you know, if you can't go out and paint your nails or trim your beard or get your hair done, you tend to go into self, and you have to learn a lot more about who you really are as a person. There's been a lot of people who have turned to God that have maybe never read a Bible before or never done anything like that. And it's been really interesting to watch people change. And it's like a metamorphosis. And I really hope that people come out on the other side knowing what really is important in their lives, whether it's family, change of job. There's a real opportunity for change here for everyone, I feel. And I think that's been a really interesting thing to watch. You've learned who's real and who's not. I guess in the movements even, there's a lot of people calling each other out. And I'm like, wait, we've got to unite. It doesn't matter if we're different. Diversity should be a key to actually learning more about each other and growing instead of shooting each other down. And I think that's why I liked what you were doing last week, because if people want to speak up and talk shit about each other, like, you know what? In the end, realness finds realness. And, you know, if people are there and they're consistent, everyone will work that out for themselves anyway.
I love that. If you can, try to hold your phone as steady as you can. I love that.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all good. I love that. It'll just be easier on people's eyes. I love that you brought that up, because amongst all the chaos, and we've heard all the bad things, of course, there always is like room for opportunity. A lot of financial people always say in chaos and in that's when there's extra opportunity or different opportunity. So within yourself, you know, spending more time with your family, those are the positive things. And, you know, I really like that perspective. And when it goes to going after your own side, I think there's a balance to be had. I think we fight too much left, right, black, white, vax, unvax. They have all these like things to divide us. But then there's other things where, like, you know, in this fight for freedom, say there's somebody, I won't name names, but like, okay, they call themselves a conservative and a Republican. And then they say that they're fine with forced vaccination, or they're fine if like a child can't go to like public space. And like, that's in my head where I'm like, is that person really on my side? Because when push comes to shove and someone comes knocking on my door or my place gets shut down, is that guy going to be the guy that says, hey, we can't shut down? Or is he going to be the one that says, no, actually, this is fine? So it's like a balance of, you know, not being overly critical, being self-aware, not being a hateful person, but then also not allowing, you know, a certain type of energy, a certain type of person to kind of deceive. You know, it's a balance I go through too, because I don't like to talk about people, but this has been a crazy year of like revelation and revealing.
Yeah, definitely. And here, like, I'm in Melbourne, so down the bottom of Australia, and we had one of the harshest lockdowns last year. For around about 6 months, we were in and out. We had 8 p.m. curfew that then got moved out to 9 p.m. curfew. We had a bunch of towers, commission flats, so lower economic people got locked down. And it was almost a litmus test to see if people would stand up and say something for them. And when no one did, they then moved that lockdown across the whole of the country pretty much. But Victoria, where I live down the bottom of Australia, got hit really hard. And you learned a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about, you know, who stood up for rights, who was... There's some human rights lawyers that weren't really standing for everyone. And it's like you said, if they can't stand for you in certain times, then how can they be, we're all about refugees, we're all about Black Lives Matter. And then when you're locking down your neighbors, they weren't saying anything. They were saying it's all for your health. And then you try to give them information and they just wouldn't listen. So it's an interesting time. I almost feel like we're all in an abusive relationship with our government, and it's very hard to get someone out of that unless you can find some common ground. So I talk to people all the time about try to find some common ground and move from there.
Absolutely. In America, you know, we have our media with Black Lives Matter, you mentioned, and all sorts of stuff like that. It's always a lot of the fakeness at the forefront, because I've been trying to push the narrative, or in general, everybody in New York City, they're about to face mandatory vaccines or else they can't go to restaurants. It's going to be like an Australia lockdown for those who don't get the jab. And I think they said over 70% of black youth from like whatever to 44 and under, whatever, 70% or so of black Americans in New York City haven't gotten it. So yeah. You have to ask yourself as a liberal or whatever, you know, is it justified? What I would literally consider that genocide. I mean, you're yep. not allowing them to work. You're not allowing them to go to school to get a degree. You're not allowing them to eat. You're not. And this isn't just black people, but I'm just saying everybody in New York City, but a huge portion of that. And these, that's the group that you claim to love so much. And you're literally trying to starve them out of society and an income because they won't get a pharmacy product that you want them to get. And now they're admitting in the news that herd immunity is not even possible. Like, these people are sick in the head and they need to be confronted. I think people need to, you know, it's tough to be brave sometimes, but I have no problem. Like, this is wicked. You're a wicked woman. You're a wicked man. You know, this is beyond sick. Cause it's like, it's going to have real life consequences that span beyond, I mean, it's going to hurt people.
100%. And it's going back to segregation of the days where people were not allowed on a bus and all that kind of thing. And I sort of hate to parallel it, but it is similar because you are, as you say, there's a large section of the population that have said no. And a lot of them are black people in America. It's just straight out facts. It's not about black and white, but that's what's happened. And I think we're watching in France and Italy and these other places, even though the media is not really telling the true story, people are standing up whether they're jabbed or not. They're saying, this isn't right. This is against human rights. This is a violation. And I think that's beautiful to see. And I think that I've read a news story last night. I found it deep down in DuckDuckGo, where it actually was saying that it's conservatives, it's liberals, it's everyone who's coming together in these countries is actually saying, this is wrong. So we're going to stand together. And they're actually quite scared. What I read, they were saying, it'll either be a small revolution and people will then go and get jabbed, or this will be a revolution that just continues on and we can't stop it and the people will rise up. I prefer option two, but you know, we'll see what happens. I tend to go to every single protest here. I'm on incitement charges. I've got all been put in jail overnight 2 times, had myself strip searched over this stuff. And it's like, you know, you're standing up for human rights. You're doing basic things and you're getting yourself totally, you get violated. So, you know, we're just got to keep doing what we're doing, I think.
And I think the revolution is peaceful. It's just like when enough people stop playing along, it's literally unenforceable. And this has already happened. Like I was in Colorado, liberal town of Colorado is called Breckenridge. And it's a liberal town. It's a Democrat run, you know, area. But because I guess a lot of people probably did get vaccinated. And then they tried to say, the CDC said to put the mask back on. Nobody put the mask on because a lot of people felt shorted. Well, I listened to everything you said and I didn't get that. So I was actually stunned that I didn't see a single employee, not one employee, let alone me, not one employee with a mask in a liberal area of Colorado, which is a liberal state. But that's when they overplayed their hand. So that's how easy it is to, you know, reverse what they're doing. It's like if everyone stops doing it and it becomes normal and people remember how great it is to breathe normally, you know, see people's faces, it's that simple. Any last words? Thank you so much. I appreciate your input.
No, that's pretty much it. I think what you just said is pretty much key to the whole thing breaking down is mass civil disobedience. And all I say to people and maybe your listeners in America as well or around the world, because I know you've got a huge following, just smile, say hi to the people you walk past. One little thing can change the whole world, like a little drop of a rock in a pond. So, you know, just get it out there, smile, you know, appreciate the differences that everyone has, but try and be kind to each other. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on. And I just want to say thank you for bringing that energy, because last year, this year, it's a balancing act of like, of course, you don't want to be too complacent, too compliant. You don't want to just allow this to destroy your whole world. But at the same time, you don't want to stress over this stuff all the time and drive yourself crazy, because you still have to enjoy yourself. There's a lot of blessings and they want to crush your spirit. So that's kind of part of the game. You can't just be freaking out all the time. Don't let them crush your spirit. Enjoy yourself. Smile. Have a good time. But, you know, balance that with not being too compliant. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's like so key.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Of course. Thank you for being here. All right, folks. So thank you to everyone who came on. That was...
If you like my news reporting and want to support, check out my hats at godblesshats.com. You could pick up a white hat like the one I wore, a black beanie, and some other merch. Also, I have patreon.com/raretalk. Thank you to everybody who subscribes on there. My benefit is I answer and I read all messages on Patreon, Facebook, Instagram, etc. I get too many. I can't read them. I'm busy editing and working like this. But patreon.com/raretalk. Thank you to everybody who supports, subscribes. It's the backbone just in case they demonetize me on social media, and I answer all messages there. Also, I have Telegram Dream Rare Chat. Check me out on Telegram, t.me/DreamRareChat, or on Telegram Dream Rare Chat. This was filmed on Instagram at Dream Rare. I'm going to keep having people on. Feel free to try to hop in and tell your story. God bless you. Have an amazing week.